Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our series, Getting to Know Jesus, and I hope you are enjoying this series. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are truly helping us move the ball forward from down, the first down, to the second down, to the third down, back to the first down, to the second down, to the third down, and we just keep moving the ball forward. You say, how are we moving the ball forward? It seems like we're falling backwards in Washington State. We move the ball by changing the heart so that we change the public square. Policy is the outflow of the heart. And so people need to know about Jesus. They need a heart transformation from the inside out if they want to be truly changed and transformed. And we want to have a state that honors and glorifies God. Now, here's the secret sauce. If we have a state that honors and glorifies God, it is going to be a conservative state. That's a secret. And that comes from knowing the Word of God, applying it to our attitudes, our hearts, our speech. And if you financially support us, you're helping us accomplish that goal. And we want to get the first down. And then we want to move the ball. Maybe we'll get 10 yards and we'll get another first down. I don't know. We want to keep moving that step by step. All right, we're going to dive into God's Word. But before we do, what's happening in Washington? We are in election season. You say, what should I be doing right now? Steward 10 to win. You should be getting 10 people and making sure they have a biblical worldview, sharing Jesus with them, and then getting them ready to vote come this fall. It's really important that we get out the vote and that we allow people to vote from a biblical perspective. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 22. Now, on one of those days, Jesus and his disciples got into a boat, and Jesus said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they launched out. All right, so here is the most important thing. What did Jesus just say? I mean, if we want to get to know Jesus and this journey of faith that we are on together in Washington State, we got to know what Jesus commands. He says, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So his command is, we're going to make it all the way to the other side of the lake. Jesus would not have said that if he would have said, hey, let us go halfway to the middle of the lake. We're going to sink, drown, and be gone. If he didn't believe that they were going to make it, that's what he would have said. But instead, he said, let us go over to the other side of the lake. So they launched out. So knowing the vision for Washington State is so incredibly important. Here's a couple things that I know are generalities that are true in God's word in every state across Washington. I mean, across the United States, including Washington. One, God wishes that none should perish, that all should come to repentance. Two, a truly repentant person will be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son. Three, you'll have the fruit of repentance and the fruit of righteousness flowing out of your life if you are walking with Jesus. Four, if we walk with Jesus, the policies, the public square, the areas that we're in, inside those public arenas will be changed. I think those are general principles that comply to all 50 states, comply to every country, every nation, every people group, that Jesus transforms our heart, and that in turn transforms the culture. So if you want to change the culture, you want to change your nation, you want to change your state, you want to change your community, tell people about Jesus first and foremost. Know his vision. So let us go over to the other side of the lake is like Jesus saying, let's get out there in the public square and tell people about Jesus. So they launched out. But as they were sailing along, he fell asleep. Jesus fell asleep. And a fierce gale of wind descended on the lake, and they began to be swamped and to be in danger. Okay, did the disciples who are in this boat with Jesus, who just said, we're going to the other side, did they encounter serious danger? Yeah, the boat began to be swamped. In other words, the waves got high. There was fierce wind. And they began to be in danger. So the disciples came to Jesus and woke him up saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Now, here's the thing I want to point out. They could have come to Jesus and said, "Master, Master, you said we're going to the other side of the lake. We got this wind. We got these waves. It seems like we're not getting there very fast. Fix it for us." We don't have to go to a lack of faith, right? We don't have to go to a place of words contrary to what Jesus has already spoken. We can simply go back to what Jesus said. And yet they said, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And Jesus got up, rebuked the wind and surging waves, and they stopped and it became calm. See, I think that statement right there, "Master, Master, we are perishing," could have been said differently. You say, "How do you know that?" Well, the next verse, "And Jesus said to them, where is your faith?" Now, why would Jesus say that to them? Because look at it closely. Let's go over to the other side of the lake. So what has Jesus said to you and to me about Washington State? I mean, about our families, about those things. I think he said this. He wants each and every one of our elected officials, every one of our citizens to glorify and honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's God's desire. That's his heart, that none should perish, but all come to repentance. His desire is for that. And so we can be confident and bold in proclaiming, "Hey, God, the boat is being swamped. The winds are fierce. You said that you're going to walk before us. You're going to go beside us. You're going to be around us during this time. And yet Washington State seems to be sinking. Help us, God. Would you speak to these waves? Would you speak to these waves?" In fact, right here in this moment, in this devotion, we ask that of God. The progressives, the liberals, the communists, the socialists, the Islamists, they're all pushing in, God. And these waves, the LGBTQ2A+, all of them are pushing in like never before, God. They're swamping our boat and our culture. God, you said you'd be with us. And so, Lord, we're just asking, would you step in this moment and calm the waves? We know you can and will. See, that is hope. Our hope is not in a man. Our hope is in God. And he said, "Where is your faith?" They were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water and they obey him?" When's the last time you've been amazed by Jesus? Think about that for a moment. When's the last time that Jesus truly amazed you? Wouldn't it be amazing if Governor Bob Ferguson came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Wouldn't it be amazing if President Trump not just, winked at God or gives half glory to God, but truly bowed his knees to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and just was transformed from the inside out? What about your aunt or your uncle or that liberal in your family, whoever it might be? What about that conservative who thinks their hope is in a politician or in power? What about that individual libertarian who somehow thinks if we just have ultimate freedom, it's going to be great? How about that Muslim down the street, or I don't know who it might be, that you just think is impossible? What if we had some hope and God said, "Wow, we begin to say to God, I'm amazed by you. God, you are so, so amazing." Here's what I do know. God wishes that none should perish, but all come to repentance. God's desire is that cities, states, nations glorify God, that they, as it says in Acts, they grope for God, they reach for God, and that he would be found. "I will be found by you, declareth the Lord." That's where my faith is today. My faith is not in a vote. My faith is not in all these things. We do all those things because we're faithful stewards. My faith is in Jesus, the same God of both the Old and New Testament that saved people back then wants to save us today. The same God that can take impossible situations and hopeless situations and communist and socialist situations, that same very God can take those things and turn around for the glory of Almighty God. would you just agree with me in prayer that God is able, that he is willing, and we want to be vessels used by him today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this word of encouragement. God, let us hear your voice say, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And then, Lord, let us launch out. Let us be like these disciples who didn't just sit on the coast or on the shore and say, okay, great, we're going to the other side of the lake. When are we going? Well, we're going to go there someday. God, thank you so very much that we launch out. And when the winds come and the waves blow and it looks like we're being swamped and going to perish, we are not going to proclaim our human circumstances with a hopeless outcome. God, we are going to proclaim that you are the God that saves. You are the God that sets free. You are the God that transforms from the inside out. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We pray for Governor Bob Ferguson, and Lord, we pray for his salvation. We pray for newness of life over him, for President Trump, for Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray. For God, we pray for so many more, Michael Baumgartner, Leonard Christian, Suzanne Schmidt, Rob Chase. God, we know that these and others are there to represent you as civil servants. God, if they need salvation, provide them salvation. If they need repentance, provide them repentance. If they need boldness, give them boldness. If they need courage, give them courage. Whatever their need is, God, we pray that it will be met through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your redeeming power upon their lives. Give them dreams of Jesus. Give them wisdom beyond their age. Give them newness of life like never before, oh God. God, we need you. We need you as a state, God. God, we're turning to communism, to socialism, to what we can get from our government. And we're trying to replace you, God, with government. We tear down that ideology and we say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Government is not our God. You are. You are the living God, the only hope. We turn to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.